Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Self-Scoring IQ Tests by Viktor Serebryakov is a practical puzzle and assessment book centered on self-administered intelligence testing. Serebryakov was closely associated with Mensa and with popular explanations of IQ testing, and this book reflects that background by translating formal testing concepts into a format usable by general readers. Its purpose is not to provide a professional psychological evaluation, but to let readers work through timed or structured problems, score their own performance, and compare results against the kind of scale commonly associated with IQ tests. The book belongs to the overlapping categories of intelligence testing, recreational puzzles, and cognitive self-assessment. Its exercises typically draw on reasoning, pattern recognition, verbal ability, numerical logic, and spatial thinking rather than on acquired academic knowledge alone. The value of the book lies in its accessibility. It gives curious readers a hands-on way to experience the structure, pressure, and scoring logic of IQ-style tests. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-administered testing makes IQ assessment accessible but limited. The central feature of self-scoring IQ tests is its promise that readers can take and score intelligence-style tests without a professional examiner. This makes the book approachable for people who are curious about IQ testing but do not want to arrange a formal assessment. Clear scoring procedures are important because they turn a set of puzzles into something closer to a structured measurement exercise. The reader is not simply solving brain teasers for entertainment, but following rules that produce a comparative result. This design also reflects a broader tradition in popular IQ testing, where transparency and repeatability are valued. At the same time, self-administration creates limitations. Timing may not be applied consistently, answer checking may be careless, and prior familiarity with puzzle types can influence performance. Professional IQ tests also rely on standardized conditions, controlled instructions, and carefully selected comparison groups. Serebryakov's format is therefore best understood as an accessible approximation of IQ testing rather than a substitute for clinical or educational assessment. Its strength is practical exposure to the method. Its weakness is reduced control over measurement conditions. Secondly, the test items emphasize reasoning across several cognitive domains. The book is built around the idea that intelligence cannot be represented by one narrow kind of question. IQ-style testing usually combines several forms of reasoning, and self-scoring IQ tests reflects that approach through varied problem types. Readers encounter tasks that may involve verbal classification, analogies, number series, logical deduction, visual patterns, and spatial relations. This variety matters because different items place different demands on attention, abstraction, working memory, and rule detection. A person who performs well on numerical sequences may not be equally strong with spatial rotation or verbal relationships. By distributing questions across domains, the book gives readers a more rounded experience of what general intelligence testing attempts to measure. It also helps prevent the test from becoming merely a mathematics quiz or a vocabulary quiz. The practical implication is that the resulting score should be read as a broad indication of performance on IQ-like tasks, not as a complete map of the mind. The book introduces readers to the multidimensional structure of cognitive problem solving while still using a simplified, popular format. Thirdly, scoring tables translate puzzle performance into comparative IQ-style results. A distinctive element of the book is the movement from raw answers to a score that resembles an IQ result. In ordinary puzzle books, success is usually measured by how many problems are solved. In self-scoring IQ tests, the scoring system adds a comparative framework. Readers count correct answers, apply the book's instructions, and interpret the result in relation to an IQ-style scale. This changes the experience from casual recreation to self-evaluation. The comparison is meaningful because IQ scores are designed to locate performance relative to a reference population, not simply to report effort or enjoyment. However, the reliability of such interpretation depends heavily on the quality of the norms and on whether the reader follows the procedure accurately. Popular self-scoring books often cannot match the psychometric rigor of professionally normed instruments. Still, the scoring tables are useful pedagogically because they show how intelligence testing converts diverse item responses into a single index. The reader learns that an IQ score is not a direct measurement like height, but a statistically interpreted summary of test performance. Fourthly, the Mensa connection shapes the book's focus on high-range reasoning. Viktor Serebryakov is strongly associated with Mensa, the International High IQ Society. And that background influences the book's tone and purpose. Mensa culture places emphasis on reasoning ability, percentile-based comparison, and the appeal of challenging problems that distinguish unusually strong performance. Self-scoring IQ tests fits that context by presenting tests as both a personal challenge and a possible indicator of high-level cognitive ability. the book is likely to interest readers who want to know how they might perform on tasks resembling admission-oriented intelligence tests, although it should not be treated as an official qualification pathway. The Mensa Association also helps explain why the book concentrates on abstract reasoning rather than practical achievement, personality, creativity, or emotional skills. It reflects a specific tradition of intelligence measurement, one that values speed, pattern detection, logical consistency, and problem-solving under constraints. This focus gives the book coherence, but it also narrows its scope. Readers gain insight into high-range IQ test culture, while also seeing how selective definitions of intelligence can leave out other important human capacities. Lastly, puzzle practice builds familiarity with test logic without guaranteeing higher intelligence, because the book includes many IQ-style questions. It can function as practice for the kinds of thinking demanded by standardized reasoning tests. Working through analogies, sequences, and pattern problems can improve familiarity with common item structures. Readers learn to look for hidden rules, eliminate inconsistent options, manage time, and avoid overcomplicating simple patterns. These are genuine test-taking skills, and they can raise performance on similar tasks. However, the book should not be interpreted as proof that repeated puzzle solving permanently increases general intelligence. Improvement may reflect better recognition of formats rather than deeper cognitive change. This distinction is important because IQ tests aim to measure underlying reasoning ability, while practice can improve the expression of that ability within a particular test format. The book is therefore most useful as a training ground for understanding test mechanics and personal strengths. It can reveal whether a reader tends to struggle with spatial reasoning, verbal abstraction, or numerical patterns, but its results should be interpreted with caution and context. In conclusion, self-scoring IQ tests is best suited for readers who want a structured, hands-on introduction to IQ-style assessment. It will appeal to puzzle enthusiasts, Mensa curious readers, students interested in reasoning tests, and adults who want to explore their cognitive strengths in a low-cost, private format. Its practical benefit is that it teaches the mechanics of intelligence testing through direct participation taking timed or organized tests, checking answers, converting raw performance into a comparative score, and reflecting on patterns of strength and weakness. Its intellectual benefit is more subtle. The book helps readers understand that IQ testing is built from specific task types and scoring conventions, not from a mysterious direct reading of intelligence. Compared with ordinary puzzle collections, it stands out because it frames puzzles as a self-assessment instrument. Compared with professional psychological testing, it stands out for convenience and accessibility, while also being less rigorous and less authoritative. The most realistic way to use the book is as an informative approximation useful for practice, curiosity, and personal comparison, but not for formal diagnosis, educational placement, or definitive claims about ability. Its distinctive position is the combination of Mensa-influenced high-range reasoning culture with clear self-scoring procedures for general readers. If you would like to support Viktor Saryakov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.